ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's a Fiji where local cameraman and cinematographer Lanza Coffin has earned international recognition for his work. Named as part of the camera team nominated for an Emmy Award, Coffin, who has worked for more than 15 seasons on the hit reality series Survivor, is up for the category Outstanding Cinematography for a Reality Program. What an achievement, and we are privileged to have him join us this morning. Yandra Lanza, and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Yandra, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Firstly, I have to say congratulations on such an achievement. I mean, how are you feeling right now?
it still hasn't quite sunk in. I mean, it's only been a couple of days, but still very excited and a little overwhelmed, to be honest.
I mean, I have to ask, what was your initial reaction when you found out you were pretty much part of the team being nominated for that Emmy Award?
I couldn't believe it. Like I saw the email and I had to read it a couple of times for it to actually sink in. But very excited.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Lanza, you've been in the industry for, I would say, 12 or more years. I mean, how did you actually get started in this field?
So I used to be I used to be a wedding photographer. That was probably the first moment I picked up a camera. I always knew that I wanted to be involved in everything tech, and especially with photography at the time. And then I got asked by a friend of mine if I wanted to join Survivor. Immediately said yes. I joined as a PA, what Survivor usually calls the dream team, and then did that for one season, and then moved over to the camera team in 2017, and then started operating a camera in 2019 and have been doing that ever since.
That is amazing. Look, I'm not too sure. I know with all our Pacific families, often being a photographer or being something in the arts isn't always the dream job, right? But obviously, did you have great support in the beginning there with the type of work you wanted to get into?
100%. It's always good to have a good support base, especially with this type of work. Survivor shoots, production for Survivor is about 6 months. So usually away from home for about 6 months. But with this type of show, you not only have the support from back home, but you also have a huge crew. Survivor's about 800 plus crew. So over the last 12 I've been with Survivor for 10 years. Over the last 10 years, they've come to be somewhat part of my extended family. So it's been an amazing experience.
Can you maybe share some of the, if there were any challenges when working on such a big, massive international TV production?
One of the biggest things that you have to deal with, especially out here, is the environment that you shoot in. Because we shoot out in the islands, it's not the regular, you know, pack the truck and then just drive over to location and then you're all set to shoot. Most of the time we have to transfer gear to the boats and then have to walk gear probably in a kilometer or two, unpack, shoot the challenge. And sometimes, especially during the cyclone season, we're doing this in cyclonic weather sometimes, massive rainstorms, having to deal with the elements out in the ocean. All of this not only is difficult, but it adds to the experience, and it's something that not so much look forward to, but it's something that we have to deal with every year.
And this is the thing, though. It being filmed, you know, sometimes in your homeland, of course, of Fiji, I'm just wondering, what sort of advantage do you think that brought into the Survivor team, you know, given your lived experience and Fijian heritage?
Mm-hmm. Well, so Survivor started off 25 years ago in the year 2000. And prior to coming to Fiji, they were shooting in different countries every year. Until they came to Fiji, they would have to teach crew about how they do things. Whereas now, ever since they first came here, the same crew that they've had from year one, majority of them are still there. So most of us that started off in 2016 onwards have basically learnt how they do things, and then quite a large majority of us have the necessary skills to take over from some of these international crew members.
Lanza, when we look at, you know, the recognition that you've been given, what does this mean for even just the development of film or even production in Fiji there?
Well, it's huge. I mean, like, to be the first event of anything nationwide is a daunting thing in my mind. One, obviously, it's exciting and it's historic, but over the last couple of days, I've been getting messages and calls and stuff, and it sinks in that you also have a massive responsibility, because it shows, especially the young people and those that want to get into this industry, that it is possible. You're paving the way for them and showing them the way of how it could be done, and possibly done a little bit easier down the line. But with the film industry slowly gaining way more traction than when I first started, there's a lot of opportunity for Pacific Islanders, especially here in Fiji, to get into the industry. And it's definitely possible for us to put on international type productions here in Fiji. And it's a massive plus for the country as well.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking, you talked about responsibility, you know, especially when there's young people coming up. What advice then would it be, or that you would give to young people in Fiji wanting to get involved in this industry?
Well, I was one of those ones, especially in school, that didn't quite take to, you know, accounting and math and all the regular stuff. So I was also always interested in things. So my advice is, you know, if you have the skills outside of the norm of being an accountant or a doctor or whatever, you still have necessary skills that are quite relevant in the film industry. You're looking at artists, painters, woodworkers, chippies, electricians. All of these necessary skills are quite applicable in the film industry, and even in tech with sound and camera. If you just put your mind to it, I mean, I never went to school for camera work. I learned everything on the job. And hats off to Survivor, they gave me the opportunity to put a camera in my hands. Mm-hmm. So if you have the opportunity, just take it. Put your head to the ground and do the hard yards, and who knows, maybe one day you'll find yourself on the stage in the Emmy Awards.
Of course, yes. And hey, that's some really great sound advice there, Lanza. And, you know, the most important question is, have you got your outfit sorted for the Emmy Awards?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure about that. Hopefully I do make it over. That's part of the plan. In a couple of months, hopefully I'm on a plane to LA. And definitely looking forward to it, because there's a mass, I didn't know about this, but like I said earlier, getting massive phone calls and messages, there's massive support, and I'm completely 100% grateful for all of it.
I'm sure you are. And look, we have to say congratulations again on your nomination, and we really do look forward to seeing you on that red carpet. I just want to say vinaka for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
No worries. That is Fijian cameraman, cinematographer, and now Emmy Award nominee Lanza Coffin here on Pacific Beat.